J-E-L-L.
The Jell-O Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra. The orchestra opens the program with Honey Bunch. Everybody likes to eat at a restaurant once in a while. It makes a pleasant change. And since this coming week is National Restaurant Week, plan to have dinner at a restaurant at least once during the week. It's good to know, too, that you can get your favorite dessert, Jell-O, at restaurants just as you can get it at home. For leading restaurants everywhere feature Jell-O for its bright color and its delicious flavor. And delicious surely is the word for Jell-O with its extra-rich fruit flavor. That's why Jell-O is the most popular gelatin dessert in the entire world today. No other gelatin dessert has Jell-O's extra-rich fruit flavor. So whether you order Jell-O at a restaurant or have it at home, be sure you get the real thing, genuine Jell-O. Gentlemen, today, May 2nd, 1937, marks an important occasion, the fifth anniversary of the radio debut of a man who has established himself in the hearts of millions.
Thank you, Don. Don't underdo it.
In the past 5 years, Jack Benny has not only brought good, wholesome entertainment into the homes of the American public, but he has made popular such famous expressions and national bywords as 1933.
Was you there, Charlie?
1934,
you nasty man.
1935,
so? Oh, this'll kill you, Graham.
1936,
tally ho.
So now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we bring you that great mind with everybody else's thoughts, Jack Benny.
Hello again. This is Father Time marching on. And thank you, Don, for that lovely eulogy, although you did exaggerate a little. But I can take it.
What do you mean, exaggerate?
Well, I didn't coin all those expressions. You see, the ones that I'm really identified with are Don't Give Up the Ship and Lafayette, We Are Here.
Lafayette, We Are Here? Why, General Pershing said that when he landed in France.
Oh, he thought I wouldn't hear about it, huh?
Oh.
Well, it serves me right for not having it copyrighted.
Well, anyway, Jack, I want to be the first to congratulate you on this, your fifth anniversary.
Thanks, Don. I appreciate that.
That goes for me, too. You deserve a lot of credit, Jack.
Oh, thank you, Phil.
And I'm terribly sorry about the little fights and arguments we've been having. And tonight I'm not going to say one thing that'll hurt your feelings.
Well, that's sweet, Phil. Thanks.
But next week, watch out.
Oh, Phil, you're just a big kid. I wish you were smaller. Well, anyway, thanks for the temporary truce.
Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Congratulations and best wishes on your fifth university.
University?
Yes, isn't it awful the way they type these scripts?
Yes. Imagine, Mary, 5 years on the air. Gee, I can still remember my first broadcast. I stepped up to that microphone, cool and calm, complete master of the situation.
Go on, you were shaking like a leaf.
Oh, is that so?
Well, I took two men to get your tongue down from the roof of your mouth.
Oh, you're crazy. I wasn't a bit nervous.
Then why did you faint?
I didn't faint. I was tired and I wanted to lay down. Man.
You didn't have to lay in the drum.
All right, so I did faint. Anyone can get a little dizzy.
Yes, but after 5 years, you ought to snap out of it.
So nice way to talk on my day of days. Day of days.
Oh, Jack, where's your sense of humor? If I'd have meant that, I wouldn't have written this poem for you.
Oh, did you hear that, Phil? A poem?
Yeah. Stay where you are, man. Nobody leave this room.
Go ahead, Mary. Read your poem, huh?
Gee, I'm glad I'm not here yet.
Go on, Mary. What's the title of it?
To Jack Benny on his fourth anniversary.
This is my fifth.
Well, I wrote it last year.
Oh. Well, go ahead, read it, Mary.
Oh, Jack Benny, you're the one that we adore. And we send you fondest wishes on anniversary number 5. I had 4 there.
Oh, yeah, before. It's my fault, I think. Go ahead, Mary.
You are sure one popular guy. Why it is, I don't know why.
Fine grammar. Fine grammar.
On this anniversary, your 4th, greetings come, east, west, and north.
Now, wait a minute, Mary. This is my 5th anniversary.
Okay. On this anniversary, your 5th, greetings come, east, west, and nift.
Nift? Must be short for nifty there, I see. Read on.
Gee, I sure am in a fix. I should have read this in 36. But Jell-O with its many flavors is good for you and me and the neighbors. The end.
Well, wait a minute. I thought you said this was a special poem for me.
It is.
Well, make it end that way. Gee, kid.
All right. So it's your anniversary number 5. Don't be a dope. Wake up and live.
Wake up and live. Oh, maybe.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, hiya, Kenny.
Hello. Let me be the first to congratulate you on your 5th anniversary.
The first? Hey, what do you think the rest of the company has been doing?
Oh, are they talking to you again?
Yes, Kenny. Today, the dove of peace is flying over this program. Who did that?
Phil Harris.
Oh, that Harris would shoot a real bird.
I'm going home. I got a feather in my hat.
Oh, Kenny. Don't be so literal. Isn't he dumb, Mary?
That guy'd need a compass to get out of a revolving door.
Yeah.
Who wants to? That's fun.
Look, Kenny, in an effort to get a sensible answer from you, I'm going to ask you a very simple question.
What is it?
Now, just relax and stop thinking and give me the right answer.
All right, I'm ready.
Are you? All right, here it is. What are you going to sing tonight?
A song.
A song. Now, that's fine. And what's the name?
Kenny Baker.
The name of the song.
I'm going to sing September in the Rain, my favorite number, which I dedicated to your 5th radio birthday.
Well, thanks, Kenny. Go ahead. Just a moment. Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
I want to take this opportunity of wishing you a very, very happy anniversary.
Well, thanks, thanks. And by the way, who are you?
I often wonder. Sing, Kenny.
A fine thing. Where are the G-men at a time like this?
My daydreams lie buried in autumn leaves. They're covered with autumn rain. The time is sweet September, the place a shady lane. I'm riding the wings of an autumn breeze back to my memory. The leaves of brown came tumbling down. Remember in September. Just like a dying ember, that September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to sing a grand refrain.
In the beautiful, Kenny, really beautiful. And thanks for dedicating it to me. That was September in the Rain, sung by that eminent American tenor, Kenneth M. Baker. Say, Kenny, what's the M for?
Eminent.
Oh.
I'll bet he doesn't even know what eminent means.
Well, Kenneth is a tough one, too.
You stated it.
Say, Jack.
What? Stop laughing. What is it?
A telegram came in for you while Kenny was singing.
Oh, well, I've been getting them all day long. Read it if it's good.
Oh, it's swell, Jack. It says, congratulations on this occasion. Stop. To me, you are not only the funniest, but the greatest personality on the air today.
Well, isn't that sweet? Who's it from, Mary?
Fibber McGee.
Say, even he tells the truth once in a while. Come in.
Hiya, Buck.
Well, hello, Andy. Kind of had a hunch you'd drop in today.
Yes, sir. I was going to send you a telegram of congratulations, but Western Union couldn't understand me.
They couldn't understand you? What did you say?
Charge it.
Oh, I see.
Say, Buck, yeah? I got a little surprise for you. Baked you a banana cream pie, and I bought you this genuine leather billfold. Here you are.
Well, isn't that nice? A billfold. Say, that is real leather. Where's the pie?
In the billfold.
Oh, yes, I see it oozing out.
Say, Jack.
What?
You know, it's a good idea having bananas in your billfold.
Why?
Maybe a dollar will slip out once in a while.
Oh, it will, eh?
Don't worry, you'll put ashes in it.
My, what a witty retort. I'll bet you wish it was impromptu. Say, Andy, I forgot to thank you for inviting me over to your house last Sunday night, although I didn't have a very good time.
Well, you just happened to catch us during a lull.
I knew there was something wrong there. Come in.
I'd like to speak to Jack Benny.
I'm Mr. Benny.
My name is Brown. I'm with a Hollywood scoop.
I see.
My paper sent me here for a story and a picture.
Oh, yes.
Now, Mr. Benny, I understand you've been on the air for 5 years. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, to what do you attribute your success?
Well, I owe it all to my cast.
Your cast, I see. Now, Mr. Benny, as to salary...
He owes us that, too.
I do not entirely. Continue, Mr. Brown.
Now, do you feel that you have personally done a great deal for radio?
Oh, definitely.
Of course, Marconi had a little something to do with it, too.
Oh, that's right, he did. Let's give Mr. Marconi a little hand, folks. Hey, that was thoughtful of me, wasn't it? Mary, isn't it marvelous how Marconi and I are always linked together?
Yeah.
Mary, what are you laughing at?
Marconi and cheese.
Now, I resent that.
Don't call that ham a cheese.
Don't mind these side remarks, Mr. Brown. On the whole, we're quite a happy little family.
So I see. And now I'd like to take a picture. Are you ready?
Yes.
Please, fellows. The gentleman was addressing me, weren't you, sir?
Yes, you can be in it, too.
Thanks.
Now, Mr. Wilson, I want you right here in front.
Okay.
But look, I think that if I was standing...
Mr. Baker, you stand right alongside of Mr. Wilson.
Yes, sir.
Hey, can I get in there?
Of course, Mr. Devine. Stand right there at Mr. Baker's left.
Well, look, I feel that if I was standing...
Now, Miss Livingston and Mr. Harris, you sit down in front. Well, I guess we're all set. Everybody smile. Oh, yes, Mr. Benny, I almost forgot you.
Oh, really? Doesn't matter. It's just my
I want you to stand right behind Mr. Wilson.
What is that?
I say I want you to stand right behind Mr. Wilson.
Oh. Couldn't have picked anybody else in the cast. You mean like this?
Yes.
Oh. But you can only see my shoulder.
Here we go. Smile, everybody. Mr. Benny, put your head back in and smile.
Gee, what good is a smile if you can't see me?
I want to feel that you're happy.
Oh, all right.
Now, quiet, everybody. Hold it.
There goes another dove.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Benny. Thanks very much.
Goodbye. Say, I hope I get a print of that picture. I stuck my tongue out when he wasn't looking.
You're telling me the back of my neck is all wet.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. Here's my hanky. Play, Bill.
Could You, played by Phil Harris and his orchestra, and dedicated to my anniversary.
Yeah, who dedicated it?
I did, and never mind. Who dedicated it? Who dedicated it? And now, ladies and gentlemen, since today marks a special occasion, we are going to present a special episode of Buck Benny Rides Again. Ah, you'd never know the old thing, folks. My horse's hoofs have been manicured, my boots have been shined, and the plot has been cleaned and pressed. Now, by this time, we,
Telegram for Jack Benny.
You take it, Mary.
Okay.
By this time, our
Jack,
cat...
Jack, it's from your sponsor.
Oh, the boss, eh? What does he say?
Congratulations on your fifth anniversary. Don't let it happen again.
Lucky he was subtle. I didn't get it. And now for our special play, Buck Benny Rides Again, or Quick Henry, the Liniment. Once again, we take you to that little cow town of Boiled Beef, Texas. Curtain! Music! Hello? Sheriff's office. Who? The telephone company. Somebody owes you a bill and you can't collect it? Well, I'll get that varmint before sundown. Oh, it's me. Well, that complicates things. Goodbye.
Sheriff, why don't you pay that phone bill and get it off your mind?
It ain't on my mind. It's on theirs.
Say, Buck, you're kind of dolled up today, ain't you?
Yeah, what's the idea of the tailcoat?
Well, I'll tell you, deputies. It's on account of my fifth year as sheriff of Cactus County.
Say, that's right. It's your fifth anniversary.
Boys, I've been in office 5 years, and I got a 100% perfect record.
Yep, you ain't caught a crook yet.
That's so. The jailhouse is full, ain't it?
Those are your relatives.
Well, if they ain't crooks, I never seen none. Yes, sir. Come in.
You got our telephone in here?
Yep.
You ain't now. Goodbye.
Fine, beautifully. The phone company is getting mighty aggressive.
Hey, Sheriff, are you going to celebrate your anniversary?
Sure am. I'm throwing a big party over at the Busy Bee restaurant and pool parlor. Got the gold room reserved.
Gold room?
Yep, the wallpaper's turning yellow. You boys are invited.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Say, can I bring my girl, or is it going to be formal?
Bring anybody you want, deputy.
I'm taking my horse.
All right, but don't ask me to dance with him.
Ah, not a chance, Buck. He's got a full program.
Well, let's get over there. The crowd's waiting. Hey, Deadeye.
Yes, Sheriff?
Stay here and mind the office.
Okay.
And if the phone rings, you're nuts. Come on, boys.
Okay, Sheriff.
Steady, partner. Nice doubling, boys. Giddy up. Come on, boys. Yeah. Here we are, boys. Whoa. Whoa, partner. Deputies, you better put some oil in your oats. Well, here we are.
Hiya, Buck. Congratulations. Yeah. All right, boys and girls.
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. F-E-L-L-O.
Well, thanks, everybody. Hello, Daisy.
Hello, tall, dark, and clean for a change.
Well, Gad, you look like you went through the ringer yourself. Say, that's the kind of fancy evening gown you got on.
Yep, tonight I'm dancing bareback.
Well, Daisy, that gag sure fooled me, and you sure look good. Say, where's your pappy?
He's out in the kitchen mixing the punch.
Ain't you afraid he'll drink it up?
Not a chance. We padlocked his tonsils.
Well, folks, it's my party and everything's on me. So order anything you want to eat or drink.
Eat? I ain't no sissy.
Here comes Pappy with the punch.
Hooray!
Looks mighty good, Pappy. Is it strong?
Not exactly, but I advise you to drink her sitting down.
All right, what did you put in it?
Everything in Ike Muller's saloon.
Well, it looks like it. Say, what's that floating there in the middle?
Ike Muller.
Well, come on, folks. Help yourself. Did you stir up the punch, Frank?
I tried to, but the doggone spoon dissolved.
Too bad. Well, we gotta have some victuals to go with this.
Where's the waiter?
There he is.
Hey, Pierre. Pierre?
Yes, sir, boss. Did you call me?
Yes. What do you got that's good to eat?
Man, you're in the wrong place.
Let's see that bill of fare. Hmm. What about this roast beef?
I wouldn't encourage that.
You got to eat something. Are the lamb chops all right?
Well, I highly recommend them in the negative.
I see. Quite a problem here. How's the fried chicken?
Confidentially? Uh-uh.
Well, we can't dance on an empty stomach. What do you recommend?
Take the hash.
Oh, the hash. Is that good?
No, but it ain't fatal.
Well, we'll have to take a chance on it. Hash for everybody.
Okay.
Oh, bring on
it. Do you all want coffee or demitasse?
What's the difference?
The large cups is twice as bad.
Well, thanks for the information, Pierre. You know everything, don't you?
I don't know where Albuquerque is.
Hey, Albuquerque is a town.
There you go again.
Hey, remember him, boys?
Oh, yeah.
Well, fellas, while we're waiting for the victuals, how about a little entertainment?
I'll make a speech.
Quiet!
What happened?
You were overruled magnanimously. I'll tell you what. How about a song from Daisy Clark?
Oh, that's right.
Come on.
Well, I'll sing if Andy'll join me.
What do you say, Andy?
Well, I ain't very good voice tonight, Buck. I got a frog in my throat.
Well, let him sing bass. Come on, what song you know, Daisy?
How about let's call the whole thing off?
Mighty fine tune. Hit up, boys. Come on, Daisy.
You say neither, and I say neither.
Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off.
You like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato.
Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.
If we call the whole thing off, then we must part.
And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart.
So if you like pajamas, and I like pajamas.
I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas.
For we know we need each other, so we better call a calling off off.
Very good, very good there. Say, Deputy Wilson.
Yes, Sheriff?
Are you in the mood?
Right with you, Buck.
You say strawberry and I say strumberry. You say raspberry and I say raspberry.
Strawberry, strumberry, raspberry, raspberry. Let's call the whole thing jello.
You say cherry and I say orange. You say lemon and I say lemon.
Lemon, 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 lemon.
Let's call the whole thing jello.
But oh, when you see those great big letters on the box,
then oh,
you will see the people buying it in flock. Because I say jello.
And I say jello.
And I say jello.
Make my watermelon.
Jello, 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 watermelon. Let's call the calling off. Let's call the calling off.
Well, sir, we all did a fine job on that.
Hey, boss, boss. Here's the hash.
The hash is here, fellas. Shall we dig in?
No!
What?
Let's call the whole thing off.
Oh, never mind the food. Let's dance,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah.
Try for us, boys. Come on, Daisy. Hey, let you and I swing. Come on, fellas.
Everybody's talking about the coronation on May the 12th, so here's a dessert that's fit for a king. It's real old-fashioned ice cream, the homemade kind, made with Jell-O ice cream powder. And it's made so easily, too. All you do is combine a package of Jell-O ice cream powder, some milk and cream and sugar, and soon you'll have a quart and a half of smooth, mellow ice cream. You make it right in the freezing trays of your refrigerator. Or, if you prefer, you can use an ordinary hand freezer and get the same delicious results. And ice cream made with Jell-O ice cream powder is so economical. You actually use less cream and get more ice cream. For Jell-O ice cream powder makes more ice cream than most other such products on the market. So tomorrow, ask your grocer for Jell-O ice cream powder.
The last number of the 31st program in the new Jell-O series. And we're with you again next Sunday night at the same time. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I also want to say that next Sunday night we will announce the winner in our popular play contest, which we will present 2 weeks from tonight.
Say, Jack.
What?
I just happen to think that it's my anniversary, too.
It is?
Yes, it's 5 years since you gave me a raise.
Good night, folks.
J-E-L-L.
Oh. The melody September in the Rain is from Melody for Two. How Could You from the score of San Quentin. Let's Call the Whole Thing Off is from Shall We Dance. The Jell-O program comes to you from Hollywood over the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI Los Angeles.